Hey, how's it going? It's Tim Brown, and this is the Next Level Contractor Podcast. Today, I'm doing a pure practical, which means I'm going to go into the meat and potatoes very quickly. I'm going to give you 10 quick wins to make your website more usable. And making your website more usable is extremely important to get more leads on your website, because people aren't struggling to find what they're looking for. And everything is intuitive and in its right place. So the first way to get more usability on your website. So the first way to make your website more usable is text to image ratio. So you wanna make sure that you're not hitting people with just this big, huge wall of text. I will say that usability is important for search engine optimization as well. You don't want people to bounce off your website very quickly because they're overwhelmed. So that's something to think about. Make sure you're mixing up images with your text. Number two, you wanna make sure that your content is super legible. So how can you make your website text more legible? Well, you can make sure that your line length, the space from the left side to the right side of your text, is no bigger than about 800 or 900 pixels. You can make sure there's space in between the lines. That's called line height. And you can make sure that you've chosen a font that's extremely readable. Sometimes serif fonts on blogs are a good idea. Number three, so you want to add headings and bullet points to key pages. Really make things scannable and easy to read. That's a big part of usability. And number four, make sure that your website loads fast. So page speed is part of usability. It's also part of search engine optimization. So you want to make sure it loads in under 2 minutes. Number five, amplify a few important call to actions, but don't just hit them over the face constantly with call to action. So I was doing a user test recently and saw that the person was kind of confused because there was a form on the right side of the service page that said, "Have any questions?" And then in there's a text chat button on the bottom right of the page that also said, "Any questions?" And I just kept on asking them. It's like the people all said it felt needy. So really a big principle here is you want to actually ask people, non-technical people, and try to get feedback without making them feel like they can't, you know, offend your feelings. That's a huge part of usability and just the discipline of user experience in general. And I think it's good for all of us to kind of stoke that empathy. And number six, swap out your stock images for, you know, things that are actually found around your office, so your team, and try to make sure that you're not just hitting people over the head with stock images all the time. It really comes off as not professional. And even though you think, you know, wow, this image is very clean, it really does make you look like just everybody else. So you want to avoid using that too much, especially on your key pages. You know, we use some stock images on our blogs sometimes, and you know, we try to avoid that as much as possible on key pages on the site. All right, so number seven, make sure your header and your footer and your main navigation elements are all consistent. So there's certainly something to be said about changing navigation a bit to reflect where the person is on the site, but you generally want your navigation systems to be all in the same places that the user expects them to be. And number eight, consider a prominent search feature, particularly if you're in e-commerce or if you have a deep amount of content, that kind of thing. Make sure that you have a prominent search feature. And then at number nine, use a TLDR feature at the top of blog posts when appropriate, and maybe make that first sentence larger in your blog post, some kind of lead-in. You wanna make things feel easy to consume, and that's a big part of making sure something is usable. And so really this stuff starts to get into content marketing, and making sure your content is actually broken out in a way that people want to consume it. Maybe leading in with a key question or a provocative statement, something that actually makes them wanna read further. And that is part, I think, of usability. And it also gets into just, hey, how do we keep these people on the site longer? That's a huge piece in search engine optimization, is keeping people on the site longer. So prominently featuring videos towards the top of your pages and things like that is actually huge. It's definitely usable too, because people these days often would rather watch a video. That's why I'm making this video for you. For those who are listening, you're not missing out on much, don't worry. And then lastly, trust and familiarity. Now, this is something that we talk about a lot, and it can go from anything from trust factors on the page, like testimonials, badges, organizations you're a part of, that kind of stuff. And it also can move into familiarity in regards to the layout of the website. So you actually want the website to be similar to things that they've seen before. And this is maybe against some people's sensibility. They want to do something unique. They want to do something creative. They want to blow people's minds. But actually, making a website similar to what they've seen before, we call it prototypicality, is actually really good for the user experience and the usability of the website, because they know where things are supposed to be. So there's nothing wrong with pushing the limits every once in a while, but in general, you want your website to be prototypical. So really, you want to make your website usable so that more people come back often, and your best prospects, your ideal customers, are more likely to want to work with you. And yes, having a website that reflects the level of quality of work that you do is important. I don't necessarily think that people should be redesigning every day, every week, every month, but certainly every couple of years, it's good to look at your website layout and make sure that it reflects the quality of work that you do. All right, so that's the quick, pure practical episode of the Next Level Contractor Podcast. Check us out. It's Hook Agency, hookagency.com, at Hook Agency all over social. And I really appreciate you watching this video or listening to the podcast. Bye.